Yeah, all the pieces. We got some real good goaltending. We had a number of our defensemen difficult singling them out because I thought they were all pretty good, but Trouba and Morrissey, real dominant, like Cooley's game. And up front, Nicky scores the three, but that's the most dominant Scheifele and Wheeler have been. Going both ways. I mean, those are two periods in terms of all the things you want out of your leadership. Those are the two best periods I think I've seen Mark Scheifele play. It's just driving the game. Smart and hard. Penalty kill settled out after the first one, some nerves, but they got it done and scored one to finish it off on the power play.
They combined for 10 points, but is the important the play in their own zone just as big for you tonight?
How they get the puck from our end to their end, you know, it was simple. They cut the ones off. There was nothing there. They got pucks deep, made real good decisions, but they played hard. Scheif's back check in the second period to the offside. Those are important things, really, from leadership point of view. I thought Mark, that's as good a game as I've seen him play.
What was the message during the
timeout? Well, just our last 2 days, it was an opportunity for us to handle it, and we did. You know, it wasn't the result of it, as ended up Nicky scores a really big goal, but the two shifts are right, you know, just relaxed and simple and hard. Something like that. No, he never warmed up. Like, so he came in the morning skate, we tried to loosen it up and it didn't quite warm up, and he came in, so they come in for an hour before, we do a bunch of things to these injuries. If he doesn't feel right, we didn't put him on the ice. It's day-to-day lower body, yeah.
You gave Brandon Tanev some extra ice here, or at least moves him into the top nine.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him lately?
Just a whole lot of speed, and Lowry and Mathias can use it. He's been hard on pucks, made really good decisions, and showed some hands, found a way to get a breakaway each game. So, and you know, he's a good penalty killer. When you play a team that has special players like Edmonton, you have to have two lines that can play against them, and they were just as important going out in the ice as Mark's line.
What did Tucker Pullman do well on his debut?
All the simple things, well and easy, settled into the game. He's just a smart defenseman with the puck. You know, the two offensive zone face-offs at the end of the game. He doesn't get them blocked. He rips them back on the strong side boards. He's just a smart man.
Is it a bonus that he's a little bit older? Some of the other guys in the room were saying he didn't really seem like a young rookie coming into this one.
24 years old, it's a big difference than an 18, 19-year-old coming in. He's physically mature. He can handle the play down low. It was a really good game for him, but that was very close to his training camp.
How about your goalie tonight?
Really made some good saves. What I thought for Connor that was so important, he looked calm when he didn't have control of the puck, but it was 2 or 3 feet around him. He was square to it. I think he's just physically stronger than he was last year, and he's able to hold his body position in some of those scrums. And then he worked hard to find the pucks through traffic. They got an awful lot through traffic, especially in the first period. And he had his glove going, and he found them.